Okay, so let's begin with the Mishnah now on Chol Zayin Amud Aleph. So I want to read the Mishnah, volunteer, read the Mishnah. Anybody, don't be shy.
Go ahead. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Arba Asara Suyos Chayva Melecho B'Sukkah, Achaz Bi'Elah T'Malo.
Okay, so Elazar is of the opinion that you have to eat during the course of Sukkah 14 meals in the Sukkah. After the 7 days of Sukkot, obviously, we say yes, but Sukkot station Shiva's Yomi. So, Achas Bayom, Achas Balayla. Good? Meaning? Right, so Eilad Bar Kitzva means there's no set amount. There's not after 14 meals, right? There's no set number of meals you have to eat in Sukkot. Let's take a look in Rashi, right? Yud Aleph Suda, this is the Gemara first time, fine. Ain't a double kitzel, go ahead. In other words, there's no fixed amount of meals. You got to want to eat it all. So he's not hungry that day on Sukkot. So he doesn't have to eat. In other words, according to Belezer, you have to achir achila b'sukkah twice a day. Doesn't matter if you're hungry, doesn't matter if you're not hungry. You must eat in the sukkah every single day twice, once in the evening, once in the daytime, for a grand total of 14, 7 times 2. And according to Chacham, it's not true. There's no fixed amount of meals. As Rashi says, and those are the key words, im yochal lo yochal chutz sukkah. If you're going to eat, then you have to eat in the sukkah. But let's say one day I don't feel like eating. I'm not that hungry today. Right? I had a chasna the night before, whatever, big family sukkahs get together the night before, so I'm still all day, I'm not hungry. So according to the Chacham, you don't have to eat in the sukkah, except there's one time you have to eat in the sukkah, and that is when? The first night. Leil chutz mi leile yom tov rishon shachar. The first night of sukkahs, that's a chiv. Okay. I will finish the mission. You know, we're not going to talk today about that part of it. What's the next part of the mission? Go ahead. Yeah, so the second teaching of Elazar is Mishalo Ochal Lili Yom Tov Rishon Yashin Lili Yom Tov Achron Shachag. There's a din of Tashlumen, a makeup. You have a makeup Sunda. You can make it up on the end of the Yantif. So we're going to come back to that when the Gemara gets to that. Okay, it's an unusual sheet. It sounds like, because what it means, you know, we're not going to now. What strikes you unusual about that sheet?
Not
the sukkah, because in everything, remember, most of us probably eat the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres Solstice in Chutz Laaretz, right? Without a bracha. Those are from the Hasidic background during the night. They don't eat the sukkah during the day. They have Kiddush in the sukkah and don't follow that practice. They all eat the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. Yeah, that's the most standard Ashkenazic practice. So I don't know. See them don't for certain reason. It goes back to Rishon. But we'll assume the mission is about an Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael for sure you don't eat Sukkah and Shemitz Eretz. Why? It's not Sukkot anymore. We only eat because we have a sacred Yoma. We'll have to talk about that another time. But an Eretz Yisrael, so Sukkot is over. So how do you have Tashlumen? That's indeed the Chacham. Say, go ahead. There's no Tashlumen. You miss it. You miss it. Right? We don't say, for example, let's say on Rosh Hashanah. So I'm supposed to hear shofar. So let's say I miss shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So the next day, it's only done. I'll blow the shofar. It's worthless. There's no tashlumen. You missed the mitzvah. Okay, if you had a good reason, you won't get in trouble. But I mean, it's not. There's no tashlumen, and we'll come back to that. Go ahead. Yeah, that's a pasuk in Koheles. Uvas lo yichal iskon v'chesron lo yichal imanos. You can't certain mistakes. You can't or certain. Omissions you can't make up. Okay, well, I'm not going to look at that part of the mission right now. Okay? But again, the key of Achokas of Elazar and Chacham of us right now is, according to Elazar, there's a fixed number of meals you have to eat in the Sukkah during Sukkah, at least that number, maybe more, but at least that number, okay, 14. According to Chacham, there's no mitzvah, no din other than the first night. Let's look in Rashi on the Mishnah Chutz Mila Yom Tov Rishon, She'ena Roshai Lezama. Yeah, you can, you must eat in the Sukkah. Okay, and the last Rashi, Yashim Siddos, those beyond the Acham, Bishmini, and Seretz, Alpha, Shem, Besukkah, Gemara, Parchah. We'll get back to that in the Gemara. All right, now let's look at the Gemara here. So we have Achokas of Elazar and the Chacham. So, more or less, what's the Nekudas of Achokas? What are they arguing about? What is the nature of this dispute? As he says, Elazar says you have the fixed number. The Chacham says, no, it's not a fixed number. So what's the nature of the dispute? So the Gemara asks, go ahead.
Well, my time with Elazar, Teshvu Kein Tadu. Madira Achas Biyom Achas Balayla.
Period. The Elazar sheet is what? The Torah says what Sukkah's Teshu. This guy says it was Teshu mean, not physically sitting, but what? Living, Taduru, for the Teshu Ke'ain Taduru. We saw the Sifro yesterday. Didn't have the exact Loshon Teshu Ke'ain Taduru, but that's if the Gemara has this Drosha a number of times. Teshu Ke'ain Taduru. The mitzvah is sitting in the Sukkah is Ke'ain, like. Ke'ain means like, similar to, as. as you would eat in your own, as you would do in your own home during the rest of the year. So whatever you would do in your home during the rest of the year, that's what you're supposed to do in the sukkah on Sukkot. So, says the Belezer, well, at home, you have two meals. We're fancy Americans, we eat three meals a day. Like breakfast, lunch, and supper. But in the days of the Gemara, we'll see something later. In the days of the Gemara, they had two meals a day. They never rise that, but they would have two meals a day. They would have sort of like a late morning kind of brunch type of meal, you know, and then they would have dinner.
It's the Korban Talmid, similar to...
Okay, good. So morning and afternoon, yeah, so they have two meals a day. So therefore, says the Belezer, one second, during the year, let's say March, at home, you have two meals, that's the norm, right? So therefore, on Sukkot, since the dinner is Teshu, came to Dura, what do you have to do? Also two meals. That's how Elazar gets a shita. Because that's the normal thing you do at home. It's the normal thing you do in the sukkahs also have two meals. So you have that for 7 days. It's a grand total of 14, right? That's the shita of Rabbi Elazar. Okay? Now, continues the Gemara. Rabbanan,
Kediru. Madira ibai achil ibai lo achil. Asurga nami ibai achil ibai lo achil.
Period. So, let's stop here. So, I know how to come. So, that's a good point. I mean, Rebbe Elazar says, whatever you know, the Gemara learns, Teishu Kentaduru. Teishu Kentaduru means to do in your home, in your sukkah, whatever you normally do at home. Normally at home, at least in those days, they ate two meals. So in the sukkah, you also have to have two meals. It's a good time. So what's the Chachamim's response? What's our Rebbe's response?
You don't have to eat when you're in your house.
Exactly. It's true that the norm is that people eat two meals a day during the course of the year at home. But you don't have to. Let's say one day, I'm not that hungry. You have to have two meals a day. We're Americans. You have to have three meals a day. Forget about what they say. It's healthy, not over there. You have to have breakfast, lunch, supper. Many people in Shiva probably skip breakfast or skip lunch. I don't know. Sometimes guys skip dinner, whatever. You don't always have to do that. So basically, who's it up to on any given day? You. It's up to you to decide. How many says the Chachamim? Say the Chachamim. The same thing here. Ein ledover kitzla. There's no fixed amount. Whatever you... As Rashi had said, if you eat, you have to eat in the sukkah. But one day you don't want to eat, another day you want to eat six times, so you can eat six times. There's no fixed number. Okay? So what comes out is that there is no machlokas between Rebbe and Chachamim on the concept of teishu kein taduru. They agree. But sukkah's teishu shiva samim is teishu kein taduru. There's no argument. That's a given. There's no, Rebbe and Chachamim do not dispute that point. What do they dispute? Rebbe Elazar says, Teishu Kein Taduru means whatever is normally done. Normally, people have two meals, in the sukkah you have to have two meals. And Chacham says, this is not what's normally done. It goes every day. A person decides on his own how many meals he wishes to eat on that particular day. So one day you want to have two meals, good. You have to have two meals in the sukkah. One day you don't want to eat, so don't eat. Right? Eat boy, also boy, love. If you want, you can eat, but you don't have to eat. Okay, so that's the, that is the Gemara. Good. So then the Gemara asks, and one more, go ahead.
Same reasoning for Yom Tovish.
Even the Chachamim admitted that what?
It's up to you.
But even the Chachamim admitted that on the first night in the Mishnah. Even the Chachamim admitted you have to. So one second. Well, let's say you're not hungry. You just got to tell me that the Chachamim sheet is up to you. So then why is the first night? Why is this night different than all the nights? Why should the first night be different? Right? So then the Gemara had an answer. Go ahead. Good. In other words, we're going to come back and talk about that at length. But we have a Gzeira Shavah. I mentioned it yesterday a little bit. Both Sukkot and Pesach fall the 15th of the month. Sukkot is the 15th of Tishrei and Pesach the 15th of Nisan. Therefore, the Torah in both places has the expression of Chamishos Yom. So that's we set up as a Gzeira Shavah. So just like on Pesach, the Iker Mitzvah Pesach, the Iker Mitzvah Echilas Matzah, is when? When is it? The first night at the Seder, the whole rest of the week, you want to eat matzah, go ahead. But you don't have to. Again, you can't eat chametz, that's a different story. But in terms of eating matzah, the only time there's a mitzvah is on the first night. So therefore, the Gemara says it's an equation drawn here, that the first night of Sukkot is equated to the first night of Pesach. So just like on the first night of Sukkot, Pesach, you must eat matzah the rest of the week, it's optional. So Chacham say the same thing here. The first night, we agree, you have to eat in the Sukkot. The rest of the week, it's like matzah. You can. You can eat in the Sukkot. You don't have to. You're not hungry that day. And so on. Okay? And the Gemara says, how do we know? We have the last week to finish the two rats. Go ahead.
Noah.
Pasuk says regarding mitzvah chilas matzah, we'll come back to this, but erev toklu matzah. The first night, you must eat matzah. Pasuk kavachol. The Pasuk says the first night, you have to eat matzah. The rest of the week, you don't have to eat matzah. You can't eat chomets, but you don't have to eat matzah. Okay, everyone's clear on the Gemara? Good, simple, straightforward, good. Now, okay, let's understand something. An interesting question that we shall deal with. Take a look at the sheets. The Meiri over here, basically the first party, he says what we said. But I'll read it to read through, right? He says, Hamishah Shishit Him in a Khelak Azagam, Hushamar Leza Omar Abbas, Sus Kabbalah, Musuka, Kabbalah, Homer and other kids, so first William to Risham, and so on. Okay, they had quotes on Mishnah. Omar, the Meiri's first name is Menachem, right? So Menachem Meir. But here when he quotes the Ram, he's talking about the Ram. Okay, Omar Rambam, the parish of Mishnah, Leza Omar Kimasha, Omar Hashem, the Sukkas. Right, the way I explained it. Right, the Rambam said the Meiri quotes, and he said, "Look, what you're supposed to do in the sukkah is what you normally do in your house." Right, so at home, achilas u'beruchos b'layla, same thing. You have to do in the sukkah once in the, during the day, once on chamel levedu chamishos abetishim chamishos abnisan. Kemosh achilas matzah le'rishon b'vad, v'charkach imrotz alechol olotzum alechol peros rishus b'yado. The first night of Pesach is an obligation to eat matzah, but the rest of the week, you don't have to eat matzah, you can eat fruits and potatoes and whatever else all week long, or not eat it all, right? That's your right. So, Kamo came to Sukkos. Same thing with Sukkos. You know, the first night you have to eat, but the rest of the week you don't. Okay, now, it's interesting, I don't want to make too big a fuss about it, the way that Meir is quoting the Rambam, he's saying a little differently than I just explained. I explained that there is no fundamental machlokas regarding the concept of Teishu came to Duru. The both the Chachamim and the Reza agree that there is a concept of Teishu came to do. The only question is how we apply the concept. According to the Reza, we say, whatever the norm is in the home, that's in the sukkah. So since the norm in the home is to have 2 meals a day, the sukkah have to have 2 meals a day. And Chachamim apply it to him. No, we agree, Teishu came to do. We should live in the sukkah, we live at home. But just like at home, you make the decision each and every day how many meals you want to have today, sell it to the sukkah. It could end up zero. It's okay, it's up to you. The Rambam seems, the way that Meir quotes, a little bit different. He's saying that it seems, as I understand it, that he's not really dealing with Teishu Kein Tadur at all. The Rambam learns everything comes from that Gzeir Shava, that comparison between Sukkot and Pesach. And he's saying, don't talk about Teishu Kein Tadur. You're right. Teishu Kein Tadur would seem to indicate, like a Beleza. Chum said a Beleza, you're right. Based on Teishu Kein Tadur, you should have to have 2 meals of Sukkot. But there's a limud that compares Sukkot to Pesach. Just like on Pesach, the first night is obligatory, and the rest of the week eating matzah is optional. So too in the sukkah, the first night is obligatory, and the rest of the week it's optional. So it's it's a shade of a difference. It's not focusing on Teishu Kein Tadur the way that he explained it. Okay, I don't want to make too big a deal about it. But yeah,
you follow? Did he still agree?
So I don't know. I think again, the Gemara has Teishu Kein Tadur in several places. I think in principle, he would have to agree. But I think he's saying that the Gzeres Shavuos says because the limud from Pesach overrides. In other words, Enochanami Teishu Kein Tadur Rebbeleza. You're right. You have a good point. Should have to eat 2 meals. But there's a Gzeres Shavuos, right? Gzeres Shavuos is one of the Shoshim Yisrael Torah in Dresh, man. It's one of the principles by which we derive dinim from the Torah. Right? We say in the Brisa, the end of the in the Karbanos before Pesach Zim or Shmuel, right? So Gzeres Shavuos. Okay, I can explain something about Gzeres Shavuos. I'll digress for a moment. Gzeres Shavuos. You and I can't make up a Gzeres Shavuos. I'll find the word here, and the word there's, just like it says over here, it says over there. Right? And you can't do that. Okay? As opposed, let's say, to a Kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is logic. Right? What do they call math? If A is greater than B, then B is greater than C. So any math measure C, then A is greater than C. Right? What principle is that?
Transitive.
I forgot already. Okay? I wasn't a math major. But whatever this is, so too, if this is true about Yontif, it's certainly true about Shabbat, it's also Yontif, it's certainly also on Shabbat, and a Kavachoma. Kavachoma is logic. So therefore, a person can figure out logic on his own. But if there is Shabbat, it's part of Torah Shabbat Peh. Either the Chachamim made such an equation or not. Okay, you can't say, well, I'll find the word, it says B'nai Yisrael over here, it says B'nai Yisrael over there. So just like B'nai Yisrael over here, woman of Chayav, so also over there, woman of Chayav. No, it's not true. You can't make that up yourself, right? But this is Gzeres Shavuos, and Gzeres Shavuos maybe, to answer your question, maybe in a certain sense the Gzeres Shavuos overrides. Enochanami, Teishu Kein Tadur, you, Rebbe Elazar, correct. should have to have two meals a day. But the Gzeira Shavah tells us that Sukkot is compared to Pesach, and just like on Sukkot you have Pesach, first night optional, first night mandatory, last week optional, so too Sukkot. Yeah. The other Mary says something else. Yes, second paragraph three. Beleza Omer Abbas Yisudas Chayav Adam Lechol Basuda Achaz Rachaz Rolayla. Sharama Teshu can do it. My dear Achaz Rachaz Rolayla. Fine. Abbas Yisudas Chayav. Benimtu Arbaas Yisudas Lashivas Yomim. So he says, wait a second. What's the kasha that? What? Obviously, 7 days includes what?
Shabbos.
And on Shabbos, we have to have three meals. So says the Meiri, your math is off. You're not going to get 14. You've got to be 15. Got to be a minimum of 15 meals. Because Enoch and Ami, during the week, maybe eat 2 days, right? But the whole drusha is you have to do what you do at home. Okay? The norm at home. Right? The norm at home is to have 2 meals a day, yeah, but not on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the norm is to have 3 meals. Because there's a requirement to have 3 sudas on Shabbos, right? So ask the Meiri, so even, and again, it took us 7 days, but definition includes one Shabbos. Okay? So 15. Right? That's the question. So say that to the Meiri, yes. It's a Shema Tomar. Shema Tomar, Chamisha Zahim, Mesudah Shlisha Shabbos. Okay? So it's a good kasha. So Efshar, Shasudos Habos, Mitzab Regilus, Diru Humone, Vizum Mishum Shabbos. He said, well, you could fetch through and say, yeah, you're right. You're right. Technically, you're right. It's 15. When he says 14, to a day, he's talking about the two normal meals that a person normally eats during the day. And a Chanami, on Shabbos, there's a requirement. But that's a Shabbos requirement. That didn't Shabbos. I'm not talking about Shabbos here. In a Chanami, you're right. The math is going to end up to 15. Okay, but that's not Rebbeleza's point here. Rebbeleza's point is not to give you, his main point is to tell you not the total, but what? The twice a day. You're right. A Shabbos happened to me 3 times. But he's not interested in telling you. He's telling you, you can do the math by yourself. In other words, his main point is to tell you what's a chiyuv out the midst of Sukkah. Out the midst of Sukkah, it's twice a day. Just so happens, because it's Shabbos, you have to eat a third meal, and a chalami, you have to have the 3 meals in the Sukkah. Okay. And then as well as that argument, that's the nearest text. He says, Efsher, Efsher, where is it? Shasudos habos mitzad regilus dira. What's normal, your normal life, normal living in your house, in your home, that's what he's telling you. Bezum mishum Shabbos, but this extra meal, didn't Shabbos, you're right, achanami. You have to eat shalosh shudas. That's not what Rebbeleza is driving at here. Okay? You understand the terms? Second terms, v'yesh mechorshin. She'os suda omeres mokom osa shalayla. She'machar she'saveya enachoz v'ochol. Kampo arvochol v'osas man suda shalayla v'yom. He says, no, 1 second. Still 14. Because what's the text? What's the text here?
He's not
Shabbos.
It's still out 2 meals. It's not like you're going to have a meal after shalosh shudas.
Exactly. Shalosh shudas is the night meal of Sunday, so to speak. Right? In other words, achas b'lal, achas b'yom, you have to eat every day at night and during the day. So, you have shalosh shudas, and you had a big meal for shalosh shudas, so you're not going to eat again now, Saturday night. Okay? So it still ends up to 14. You're right, it's 3, and technically it's 3 on Shabbos, and 1 on Sunday, just during the day, Sunday. Because Saturday night, which of course, I'll begin, is already Sunday, right? It was Motzei Shabbos, last Sunday, that you're not going to eat again in the evening, because that was dinner. Now, it happened to me. You had dinner. And Amiri ends, and many times, by the way, especially in the summertime, if you think about it yourself, many times you have dinner when it's still day out, right? I mean, it doesn't get dark till 8 o'clock or whatever. So people have dinner at 7. So it's the next day's meal, so to speak, even though on the calendar it's still the old day. You follow? So that's how Amiri says, no, you want to insist, he gives 2 tips, you want to insist that Taka, the Rebbeleza is right, that you're coming to the math, it's got to be 14, I have to say 15. So his first tarot says, well, he's not talking about a Shabbos here. But then the Rebbeleza said, no, you want to be insistent, he's right, it is 14. Because that meal, Shalosh Shudas, is the, so to speak, the meal of the next day. It's the evening meal of the next day. Okay, that's the meal, yeah? So I printed the Cheshek Shlomo, what do you have in the back? Do you have Otsu Mefarshim or something in the back? Hagos, or Tziyunim? Say it again?
The
Chesed Shlomo
is on, he had it on the dock.
Do you really? Oh, okay. I don't have it.
Does he have it on or I'm not sure if you're
looking. Let's take a look. I don't know. In my edition, Chesed Shlomo is in the back. It's called the Rezo Omidal Tzudas. What do you see? What do you have there? Oh, you know, that's just his heart. It's in the back. If you have, let me see, I'll be fine.
Again, as you'll see, but as Hashem, of course, here earlier, really, it's important that people see things inside. So in the back, they have a ghost. It's a little something. After the Maharsha. It should be after the Maharsha. Yalkut Mepharshim, that's what they were saying. Either it's called Yalkut Mepharshim, they did change it in many different editions. So, I'm fine with it.
Do you have it?
Yes, the Yalkut Mepharshim. What page is it?
Yud Gimel.
Yud Gimel Beis? So if you have, which edition is this? If you have the Oz of Hadar, so it's page Yud Gimel in the back, which says Yalkut Mepharshim Achadosh on the second sukkah, that's the most you have? Okay, I'll have it in a second. I'll say that one. It's the second column, the third column from the beginning, the second column from the left, the bottom, where it says Shomer Velez Omer. See it? Yes? Which edition is this? Is it? Yes. Yeah, you have it also? Oh, you have the old style Gemara. Good. That's like a fine little thing. I have the Chesh Hashon separately. You know, I'm from the old school, so I pay a Chesh Hashon. So now, good. That's a good answer. Okay. All right. So everyone, you have it also? Yeah. Okay. So the Chesh Hashon was written by Shlomo Mivilna, who was dying in Vilna after the days of Vilna gone, 1800, Shlomo Mivilna. So, he has a sefer called Shu, it's called Binyan Shlomo. See, there's a same word here called Cheshek Shlomo. He says he's bothered by a different tzara. Everyone says, let's read in tzara, read together. Nir Beina. Hadikduk Mavur. The Hamel Amemer Achas Belayla Achas Bayom. The language, Cheshek Shlomo is bothered. The language of Rabbi Elazar in formulating the Mishnah, you have to have 14 suitors, right? Achas Bayom, Achas Belayla. How should he phrase it? Achas Belayla, when the sukkah start. Night. So what's the first meal? It's night. So by here, by Moker, right? And the night always comes before the day in Halacha. So the Chesh Hashom was bothered, dictated the Medayik. Why do we say Achas B'Yom, Achas B'Layla? He should say what? Achas B'Layla, Achas B'Yom. Now this is not exactly what I would call a bomb kasha. Okay, but it's an interesting observation. Right? That's, you know, the dictated the deer. So he said, huh?
Isn't it obvious that you have to eat the first night?
Oh, so very good. So let's see. So he says, "Ukvar hirgish b'zev sefer mari eish v'tirutz v'tirutz alone hiraklal." He said, "Some other sefer that he quotes, I'm not familiar with it. Raised this question. I don't like his teretz." The shamati mipi mar achi hagon zatzal. The Shlomo Kohen often quotes his brother, who's also a big Talmud Chacham. Then the following: liyashiv v'shitas. Exactly what you said. What we're going to say now. Spell that. What? In other words, the first night, there's no machlokas of Elazar and Chachamim. Right? Because even the Chachamim, who said there's no fixed total, but agreed, based on Gezeirah Shavah, that what?
The first
night you have to. So that, everybody, that's a given. That's what you're saying, right? That's a given. That's his character. He says, that's Shlomo Vilna's brother. He says, the Yeshlomar, the Sudas Laila, Rishonah Lo Hutzuch Lahas Kekal, the Bezeg Gam Chachamim Ma'od Udavachir. So now he said it works out very beautifully. Oh, because when he said 14, it's going to answer our question, we're going to kill two birds with one stone. Because the 14 starts when?
First
morning. Wait a minute. Plus the night before, 15 to get a shalshus. Right, that's it. The Chesh Hashom was a cute terrorist, right? He was going to kill two birds with one stone. Okay? He said, the first night, that's a given. Even the Chacham is a machlokes. So now, Rabbi Elazar is very good. He says, Achas Bel Yom, Achas Bel Laila. Yeah, first day, first morning, then evening, morning, evening. So how do you get 14? It'll be 13. The answer is what? Shalshus. Right? So you don't have to come on to this answer that we gave before. It's a different answer. It doesn't go to Biri. The Achronim, but a lot of the Achronim didn't have all the Miri always. So they, this is the Shalshus question raised by the Miri, the Rishon. But anyway, that's what he says. He says, Lechein hiskel yom betchila, the Velazah Sarah, the Chayim, Adam Lecha, Yud Dalat, Levad Laila Rishonah. 7 days, by definition, include the Shabbos. Okay, over Shabbos, Chabbos, Shosurus, Avi Yudal Tzurus, Bemis Yom Arushim Eile. Okay, so period. So that's the Cheshek Shlomo says. Oh, obviously it is including Shabbos. So he didn't ask our question, but his answer covers our question too. Get it? Now he adds something different. He says, furthermore, he says, with this we can answer Kasha against the that's raised by the Magen Avraham. Over Zeh Yisyashev Heitev Divrei HaMagen Avraham. This is in Tav Kuf Chaf Tes. We know that on Shabbos you have to have 3 meals, right? What about Yaltif? Is there a din of Shal Shudas on Yaltif also? That would be a question. Right? You have to have Shal Shudas on Yaltif too? So the Cheshek Shlomo here quotes the Magen Avraham. We'll see the Magen Avraham on the sheets in a minute. Quotes the Magen Avraham and says, no. You know, there's no din. It's a special Shabbos din. It's not applicable to Yantav. Unless, I mean, sometimes Shabbos Yantav coincide. But if it's just Yantav, let's say now, whatever, this Sukkot, it's week Thursday, Thursday, Friday, Yantav, there's no din of Shabbos Shudas on Yantav. That's what the Magen Avraham said. And the Magen Avraham brings a raya from our Sukkot. How do I know that maybe there is a Chiyuv Shabbos Shudas in Yantav? So the Magen Avraham, no. There's a raya, there's no why. Because forget about Shabbos, then Rabbi Elazar's count is for sure going to be off, right? So obviously, says the Magen Avraham, based on our sugya, it comes out, there is no Chiyuv Shal Shudas on Yantav. Otherwise, his number is off. That's the Magen Avraham's right. Okay? So let's see what the Cheshek Shlomo says. He says, Yisyashim Heitev Dibra Magen Avraham, it's in the Tav Kuf Chaf Tes, that's the very end of Hilchos Yantav. Shem Yirayim, the Mishnah Zu, the Yantav Ein Tzarach Sul Shlishi, the Mekain, Habit Tesro. In other words, it would be 15 if the Yantav requires a Shal Shudas. Ukvar Amdu Olav Rabim, Yosh Shabbos Bevada Tzor Gimel Sul Shlishi, Afim Yirayim, Chashiv Lai. So say, yeah?
You can just answer the same way as you answered before about the issue of 14 versus 15 and say that. That's just
Midin Yom Tov. That's exactly what the Cheshon, they timed against the Magen Avraham. How can you bring a riot? You can't bring a riot that there's no Chiyuv Shal Shudas because he didn't include Shal Shudas on Shabbos either. In other words, the Magen Avraham wants to bring a riot that there's no din of Shal Shudas on Yantif from the fact that Rabbi Elazar didn't say 15, and that's what the Magen Avraham says. People jump on the Magen Avraham and say, wait a minute, Rabbi Elazar wasn't talking about Shal Shudas. He didn't include Shabbos either. So how does the Magen Avraham, the whole riot is no good? Obviously, the Magen Avraham wasn't including Shal Shudas. Whatever reason, he didn't include Shal Shudas in his cheshbon. Like we said before, like the Miri said, that well, he's only talking about the things that are part of the norm day to day. He's not talking about the extra chiyuv of Shal Shudas. For whatever reason, he left it out. But there's no raya. Maybe it does apply to Yom Tov. Why didn't he count it? The same reason he didn't count it on Shabbos. That's a time against the Magen Avraham. It's not a good raya. Oh, but says the Cheshek Shlomo, the way we just explained it, he is including Shabbos. But we just explained it. Now why? That the tally doesn't begin until the first morning, because the nighttime, Leil Yom Tov Rishon doesn't count, because that everybody agrees. If there was Shabbat, everybody agrees you have to eat the Sukkah at night, the first night of Sukkot. The only problem is the next day. So when does that start? When does the tally 14 begin? So according to him, you are including Shal Shudas of Shabbos in your tally. So now the Magen Avraham's riot is a good riot. Now the Magen Avraham says, included Shabbos, included Yantav. Please, no Chiyuv Shal Shudas in Yantav. So the Cheshek Shlomo says a bonus for my interpretation is defend the Magen Avraham. That's what he's saying. Yeah.
Can you say that the fact that you have a Seder Shlishi on Shabbos, that's something which is very regal, that's included in what it means to teach you can do real? Meaning, the fact that you have a Seder Shlishi on Yantav doesn't, like, if regular Shlishi to teach you can do
real. Oh, I hear what you're saying. It's not really, that Shabbos. Yantav is a special thing. Shabbos is comes every week. You know, that's interesting. Okay, cool. I hear you saying. It's not part of Teshuvah to do it. The same way Shabbos is.
Yeah.
I hear that. But anyway, so that's what the Cheshek Shlomo says. Achein lahanal nicha kein shamati midiv. That's what I heard from my brother. So the Cheshek Shlomo quotes his brother. He goes, he actually killed 3 birds with 1 stone. Okay, he took care of why he said Lila. Why he started with daytime. He took care of why he didn't include Shalosh. Guess what? He did include Shalosh. And he took care of why he didn't include Shalosh in Yantav, like the Magen Avraham says, because there is no Chiyuv of Shalosh on Yantav. You see that abbreviation there, Dalad Pei, Ches, Ches, you see that? Towards the end there? You'll see that a lot of times it says, Yudivrei pi chachamim chen. The words of the chachamim are attractive. Sometimes a pura, shachab, you'll see that expression, dalad pei ches ches. It stands for divrei pi chachamim chen. Right? The words of the chachamim are charming. Okay. So he compliments his brother. B'shuvach hazman rav ma'od, after a long time, Motsosi b'sefer michtiv l'chizki l'chocham svardi echad. Ever hear of Stechemed? Stechemed was a gedol achronim, lived in Eretz Yisrael, in Hebron. He's buried in I've been to the kever of the Jewish cemetery in Hebron today. So he wrote a sefer called the Stechemed, sort of like an encyclopedia of all halachic and Talmudic topics, and all of the aleph bays, and he starts a few times. And he goes in general, and then some specific dinim, and said, oh, the Beis Medrash has called the Stechemed. The last volume is called Michtav L'Chizki, his name is Chizki the Medini. He was a Sradi Chacham, Sradi Echav, and Nifus, Bishnas, Tov, Reish, Chav, Ches. That's 1868. Tov, Reish, Chav, Ches was printed. Shekosol, Yashem, Yain, Zemama, she gave the same Teretz, etc., etc. Okay. And that's the Cheshir Shlomo. Alright? So just having said this, I printed on the page, source number 5, look, we're back to the sheet now, the Mogar of Rum, just so you see it inside, it's in Tov, Kuf, Chav, Ches, Sif, Hey. The Mogar of Rum writes, we don't make shal shuz yantav. V'chein mashu besuka perk beis, v'chein mefurish besuka perk beis. The ain chayv lechol ela beis of this. V'chein kasa tos yantav perk hei demais hasheni, mishayud. Okay. Avsad shmaya kitov shiyocho peris besuka gimel. V'akobo kasa mizeh shu mispash minin lechol biyantav tav shal echad yoseh shiyachar shibimam kom suda gimel. He says, even though the taka is no chiv, and a raya from here in sukkah, like we just explained, but he said some people have a yontif afternoon, or some fruit, or something to sort of like, not a full shal shudas, but people do eat something, that's what we do. Okay? All right. But he said at the end, umikom makom kishachal yontif b'shabbos ain't linsbach hazeh. But when the yontif and Shabbos coincide, then it's at the dinner Shabbos, then you have to have shal shudas. Okay? That's the moment of it. Now, this issue of shal shudas, I just want to explain a little bit because other mafarshim deal with it as well. The Aruch Haner, I mentioned yesterday, Yaakov Ettlinger, right, the German mother, the Rebbe of Samshul Flaherj, says in his commentary, Sukkah Pippin Sur 6, okay, it's an important Sukkah. The Aruch Haner is a very detailed commentary, line by line, almost every line in Sukkah and every Rashi and every Tosafot, everything, but here he has this question, says, I am B'nai Yeshua. It's interesting, he quotes this Kasha about Shalosh Shus and B'nai Yeshua, like I said, but we may not have had the Meiri. Miri's early, again, Miri's a Rishon, Miri raises the question, we saw. He goes, I am Pnei Yeshua, Shehiksha, Lechashev, Tesvav, Sulis, the Ika Shabbos, Pnei Yem, Ika Sulis, Shlishes, Bechein Isha, Gav, Kem, Shar, Melech, it's also an early Akron. Okay, Lechor, Lo, Kasha, Midi, when we had it yesterday, Lamed, Kuf, Mem, Lo, Kasha, Midi, no question, no Kasha. Bechein, Shem, the Gam, Kem, the Mishi, Yeshu, Yud, Dalat, Tzudas, Lo, Yitom, and Akupa. Okay, there's a din of a Kupa. Kupa is like a charity box, it's a stocker collection. So that every community had certain stocker collections for the poor people in town. Who's entitled to take the money from the charity box? How poor do you have to be? Okay, so one of the rules is that if you have food for the week, you have food for the week. So the language there also is you have food for 14 meals. Okay, so if you have food for 14 meals, then you can't take from this particular charity box. Okay, that's a mishnah in Peah. All right. The Chosesh of Rambam, the Rambam there writes, "Veresh Meshayis Avsheish Tesul Sudas with Shabbos." We come out from Ein Kan Sudas Serem Mitzum Sudas Shlishes. The Masha Ochol B'Shar Yomim B'Laila Ochol Sudas Shamotzei Shabbos B'Yom. V'Yis Sudas Shlishes Shabbos Ayn Sham. V'Chein Kozak Am Kenatos Yontem Be'Erevin and so on. So it's similar to the answer of Miri. They ask the same kasha, nothing to do with us, but they say you have to have enough meal for the week. I said 2 weeks, but I mean 1 week. Okay, you have. How poor do you have to be able, entitled to money from this communal charity fund, this stocker collection that would collect for the poor and have it in the shul, and have gabbat stocker, give it out, so a person has enough food, you have enough food for the week. Okay? So comes the Rambam over there and says, why did it say 14 meals? 15, because the shul shouldn't. And the answer again, no, because that's the meal for the next day also. Same answer like the meal. Okay? So that's how the Aruch Haner quotes on that front. Then he asks a side question. He says there's a sugya in Ksubas about the husband leaving food for his wife. You know, in those days of the Gemara, women very rarely, if ever, worked. So they were dependent upon the husband to bring money for food. That's part of the obligation of a, it's an aksuba. Part of the obligation that the husband has to wife is to provide food for her. Right? It says, I don't know if you ever listen, but when they read the ksuba to wedding, I have, you know, I'll support you among other things. I provide food for you. Today, the world's a little different. Women also work. But be that as it may, and days the Gemara sometimes also, the Gemara discusses, what if the woman works, she can make more money than her husband? So she said, never mind, you don't have to provide the food, I'll keep my own earnings. Whatever, it's not unheard of in those days either. But anyway, so there also, they speak about 14 males, and what happened to Shaul Shudas. All right, anyway, so that's what he talks about over here. Anyway, the thing that he brings up towards the end, I'll say it outside, is one second. What, we answered already a few times that the meal of Shal Shudas will count for the next day, right? That's why the Talmud remains the same. According to the Amiri and the Rambam, that they are on airports. What problem is there with regards to Shabbos in that connection, possibly? What do we do about the Shabbos? Some people know. A lot of Malka. That's, and a lot of Malka is not just, you know, to have himself Kumzit, it's something like that. There is a Gemara, right, that the Rambam quotes. We're on Shabbos. The Olam Yisader Adam Shulchan Motzei Shabbos. That's a din. You're supposed to set a nice table Motzei Shabbos. Some people aren't so strict about it today, whatever. But the proper thing is to have a meal of Motzei Shabbos. Malav Malkin. So, what do you mean that Shal Shudas counts as the night meal for the next day? But we have to have. You do have to have another meal. That's what the Aruchan is a little bit bothered by. We call that Malav Malkin. So, yeah. So he says. He said, that's going to be an extra meal. That's what he says at the end, the meal of Motzoi Shabbos. So he says, yeah, but you can get away with Ma'ala Malka eating only a very little bit. In order to be chayav to eat Nesukah, you have to eat at least a kebetz's worth of bread. Now, kebetz is a double desires. Like you have to have, you know, we know, for example, there are certain foods which you don't have to eat Nesukah at all. Like I have a chocolate bar, okay, a bottle of Snapple or something like that, you don't have to go into Nesukah. We'll see later, the Rambam says, almost machmir, not to even take a drink of water outside the sukkah. It's tumble of bracha, it's a nice woman. But strictly speaking, you don't have to eat going to the sukkah, as we know, for certain types of foods or snacks, and so on and so forth. So the Aruch Haner answers, for the lava mouth, you can get away with a small amount. Okay? Just the kezias and so on. All right, anyway, and that doesn't require a sukkah. So that's his answer to that question. In terms of Shal Shudas, I just want to finish up this issue, Shal Shudas on Yom Tov, but it remains a question. Let's read the Rambam together in source 7. It's a side point, but it's worth knowing about. He says, Chayav Adam Lechol Shal Shudas B'Shabbos. Achmas Ar, everyone with me? I'm sorry, source 7. Yeah? The Rambam Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed Halacha Tes. Okay? The Rambam says, Chayav Adam Lechol Shal Shudas B'Shabbos. Achmas Ar, Achmas Shabbos, Achmas Meminim. Okay? You're not allowed have less than three meals on Shabbos. During the summer, this time of year, it's not a big challenge. It's a big challenge in the wintertime. Right? In the wintertime, when you know, Shabbos ends at 5:15 around here, you know, so sometimes you have a big lunch. First it was a kiddush, then it was lunch. And, you know, so you had four helpers in shalom, three different types of kugel. So at 4 o'clock, who's hungry? Right? I don't know, maybe you guys always hungry. When I was your age, I was always hungry. But, you know, with the adults, whatever, older than you, so I just finished lunch. You know, I mean, sometimes you have company over, and you just bench, and it's almost time for mincha. Right? So, and the last thing you want to do is have another roll now, right? So Mishnah Berurah says, so plan ahead. You know, have one less help in the chant. Have one less piece of kugel. Save some of Shal Shudas. They did. Supposed to eat Shal Shudas, yeah? So, however, he says, I feel honest, even if you have to live off of community funds, you have to buy food for Shal Shudas. Good. Okay. If you're sick, okay, and the guy's eating so much, he's so stuffed, he's going to put another piece of bread into his mouth and Shal Shudas is going to get sick. So that's what you have to do. Okay. You know, but again, the best thing is to plan ahead. Okay. Also, Miss Anatomic part of the show. So a guy who fasts all the time, it's a different story. But look what it says here. The Rambam says you have to have wine at all three meals. We don't follow that. That's most Ashkenazim, anyway. Don't follow that. We have wine Friday night. We have wine Shabbos lunch. We don't have wine Shal Shudas. The Rambam held clearly you do. Okay.
It's
what?
It's machlok if this wine means kiddush.
That's a question. Does he mean mamash have to say kiddush? know, or just have one, good. And not our topic now. And then it says, Viluvtsoa al shtei kikaros, shav lecha mishnah. Two rolls, two chalas, or whatever. And then he writes, v'chein b'yomim tovim. So what do you think means by v'chein yom tovim? Apparently, and Rabbi will seem to say that Shalshu's requirement on Yontif too. Not like that, but I say, v'chein yom tovim. Whatever I just told you is true by Yontif as well. Okay? So the tour, it's in Tafkur Chavtas 8, right? Mitzvah's Yontif, he's talking Yontif. L'chalachotzo chetzo v'esmeju chetzo achilu shtir. Okay? He says that in general on Yontif, you should divide the day, you should spend part of the day in the Beis Medrash, you should be learning and davening, and part of the day eating and drinking, is part of the day of the Simcha. On Yontif, Simcha is Yontif. Afal pi shetzorchon otzamtzim tziyoso itzamtzim otzotz Yontif. Even though you shouldn't overspend as a general rule in life, but for Yontif you're allowed to spend money, and so on. V'tzorech l'chavdo l'ango. You have to have kavod and oneg, kederach shemani v'chavdo shabbos. Okay? Over Hilcha Shabbos Ksavtu, like I said in Hilcha Shabbos. V'yesh omrim shetzarech la'asos bo gimel sudas v'chein kas ha'rama. Some say that on Yontif too, you have to have shal shudas, so says the Rambam. V'alef alef, you know what alef alef here means? So alef alef is one of the words that got a lot of divinity. A lot of times it means Yevshirim. When the Ravid says it means Amar Avram, when the Rosh quotes it, when the Tur quotes it, it's Adoni Avi. My father, my master, the Rosh. The Tur, the author of the Tur, was the son of the Rosh. So in the back of the Gemara, the Rosh had been an Usher. So his son was named Rabbeinu Yaakov Ben Usher. Sometimes called Yaakov, the author of the Tur, sometimes called a Bal HaTurim. Okay, in the Chumash, you have the standard, the Kuros Kedolos, you have the Bal HaTurim. It's interesting, because here the Tur is this great legal word, and the Bal HaTurim, the Chumash, is Gematrius. You have parallel words here. So the truth of the matter is, that was only part of his commentary. There is something called the Parish HaTur HaAra, which is a more standard commentary. But in the Mekoros Gedolos, only printed the fun stuff. You know, this cute Gematrius and so on. But anyway, so he was the son of the Rosh. So he very often, naturally, quotes his father. The Aleph Aleph HaRosh, Adoni Avi, my respected father, Lona came. He did not have Shal Shudas on Yontif. Okay? All right, now, it's interesting. The Prisha, which is one of the commentaries on the Tur, in source 9, Gimel, there in the top of Cortez, says, you know, one second. Would anyone know where we learn altogether from the Ahav Shal Shudas on Shabbos? Is that where it comes from?
Shabbos, Shabbos.
What's that? Yeah, practice Mishalach. By the way, by the falling of the Mun, by the original Mun, right? So there it says, Hayom, that there's going to be no Mun today. So it says the word Yom three times. You know, we have to have three meals on Shabbos. That's how the Gemara learns out. Shabbos, Handav, Kuf, Yuchas. So by the way, the Mun. What other din do we learn from the Mun that we just mentioned? Lecha Mishnah. We have a double portion. There's a double portion on Friday, right? So the Prisha points out that whereas the Tur quoted his father, the Rosh, he was not knowing to have Shalosh Shudas on Yontif, but he did have Lecha Mishnah on Yontif, which is what we do. We do have Lecha Mishnah on Yontif. So he's wondering about the split. See, the Rambam, if you look back in Source 7, Parak Lamed of the Shabbos of the Test, the Rambam lumps them mentioned together, right? He says, look at the last line, but Tzorach HaPol Kosu Al-Yan, but it's so al-Shteki Karos, right? And so much Shal Shudas also. So in other words, the Rambam says, well, they seem to come from the same source, from the story of the Mon, right? So there seem to be that there's two dinim that we learn from the Parsha of the Mon, the Lecha Mishnah and Shal Shudas, so they come together. So the preacher, a little bit bothered, and he says, the Rosh didn't eat Shal Shudas on Yantif, so there's no Chiv of Shal Shudas Yantif, that's a unique Shabbos din, but yet it would have two roles. That's right. Rafa Gab the Linden Litzos Shikaros, I'm in a perko, because Chaim Litzos Shikaros, and quotes the Riv and other Yantif also. And the Rosh there doesn't argue. The two of them is, oh, my father, the Rosh didn't have two Lecha Mishnah. He did. So why the split? So he says, basically, the Prisha says, and again, it's time to read inside the look, and the Prisha says, because there, it's because, why do we have Lecha Mishnah? Because the double portion fell. Why did the double portion fall on Friday? Because no one in the fall on Shabbos. Well, that's true Yontif too. No one fell on Yontif either. So there was a double portion of, historically, conceptually, the source of Lecha Mishnah is the idea that there was a double portion of Mon that fell on Erev Shabbos. That was true Erev Yontif also. So in Mele, you have to have two roles for the same reason, Zecher of the Zecher to that story. But the concept of Shalashus, although it's learned from that same Parsha, but it's a word, Hayom, three times, so that's unique to Shabbos. Says that, that's not a historical event. I have a drusha that says Yom. So that's talking about Shabbos. The particular pasuk was talking about Shabbos. So that's unique to Shabbos. That's what the preacher says. I do want to point out quickly the Beis Yosef. It's in Tavkuv Chavdaz. The Beis Yosef writes, V'yesh 10, V'yesh Omer, M'shetzorach l'asos lo shol shuzu chenkas o'ramam per kalamet v'chol Shabbos v'eino mukhok v'dvara. The Beis Yosef says, I'm not even so sure the what? That the Rambam holds you have to have Shal Shuz and Yafet. Now, ain't no mukhok, it's not explicit in his words. But look back at sort of seven, tell me why not.
Because
what? Yeah, where did the Rambam say the words? Look at the last three words of the Rambam in Surah 7. Paraklam Nechol Shabbos Mottes. V'chein b'yom tovah. What's that modifying? Is that modifying everything that we said till now, or just the last phrase? Exactly. So that's why the Beis Yosef writes, I don't know, ain't no mukhrach, okay, the Rambam's not here to ask. He'd be saying even the Rambam may not require Shalosh Shuz V'yantam either, because maybe when he said V'chein B'yomim Tovim, that phrase is modifying the very last thing I just mentioned, namely the two loaves. That we all agree to, as the preacher said. That there's no argument about. So it could be, even though the tour. And so I say the tour in the Tavkuv of Chavdaz clearly held. He wrote the Chen Kasa Rambam. He clearly learned that the Rambam, the tour clearly learned that the Rambam holds the Izachim Shal Shuz Yantim. And he says that the phrase the Chen B'yam Tova modifies the whole paragraph, the whole statement. Beis Yosef says not so fast. He's not. He says when he says not mukhruf, mean you know you can't. It's not explicit. Okay. In any case, in the Shulchan Aruch. Tavkuv Chavtes Sifal of 11. So first of all, he says Mitzvah Yantam Lachal Toch Chetz LaBeis Hanu Chetz LaChilushtiya. Good. By Tzamtzayim B'Hotzos Yantam. Don't be cheap. About 24 Yantam. Fine. B'Tzarach L'Chav L'An B'Shabbos Hagod. And he doesn't say a word about Shalosh Shuz or about Lechem Mishnah Ramah. Says also Lachol Minchul Amal Be'Arv Yantam Kol B'Shabbos Shazal Miklav Kavod. If you remember, the din is that an Erev Shabbos, you're not supposed to have a big meal when. No. But otherwise, it's in the late afternoon, right? Bottom line, he's not supposed to have a big meal on Friday afternoon. Why not? Yeah, it's a covered Shabbos. You're going to come in, right? And let's say you had a big meal Friday afternoon. You stuffed your face Friday afternoon. And now it comes to Shabbos, they bring out the Shabbos. Right? You feel that way sometimes at a wedding after you hit the smorgasbord, they bring the main. Okay, so you're so full from all the smorgasbord, like the last thing you want. There's a piece of chicken, and you cut three pieces, and you can't eat the rest of it. Right? So it wouldn't be covered Shabbos to do that. So it's a din. So that the Shom Ramo writes, Agod Ramo writes, same thing. Erev Yantif, don't eat, don't overeat. Erev Pesach for sure, because Erev Pesach what? An additional chiyuv. Matzah. Okay, the last thing you want to do is be stuffed. Many of our siddurim, you know, by the time you get to the matzah, it's 11 o'clock anyway. But all right, but be that as it may. That's the din. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says over here also. I'm all right. It's part of Kavod Shabbos. Okay. Now, he asks an interesting question. What do you do if Erev Yom Tov is on Shabbos? You have to eat Shalosh Shuz before Erev Yom Tov. Let's say Shabbos is Saturday night. Is Yom Tov. Right? This year, this will have a Pesach. This year, Pesach is Shabbos and Sunday. Am I right? Yeah. This coming Pesach is a Shabbos. This calendar year. It's a Pesach, Shabbos, Sunday. Sometimes Shavuos. Shabbos like the whiskey, you know, Shavuos is Shabbos Sunday, Monday, right? So, you're not supposed to eat the late afternoon. What do you do with Shalosh Shuz? Okay, you have to eat Shalosh Shuz, Shabbos, but it's also Erev Yom Tov. So, what wins that? So, he says, if it's Erev Yom Tov, so then you should have a little bit. And he says, if Erev Yom Tov, Yachol Kham Shuz, Yachol Ma'at Pasel, Vod Yom Tov. You have a little bit? Okay. Anyway, he writes, let's say, two lines at the bottom there. The Chayav lived Soa al Shteki Koros. You do make lechem mishnah two loaves. You make litzah means to break bread, you know, to make hamotzi on two rolls. Ulegvah kosur yain, fine. Uvig de yantiv yosu tovim shel Shabbos. You have fancy kosi yantiv. Velo nago lasas bo sudashlishes. And one part of the minute is not tav shalosh shuz. So whatever the Rambam held, it's a little bit up in the air. The Torah clearly held the Rambam holds to do a shalosh shuz yantiv. The Beis Yosef said it's not so muchach, not so clear from the Rambam. The Rambam said lamaisa the minute is going on shalosh shuz yantiv. There's no shalosh shuz yantiv. The Mishabura does say it's in Kotnyu Gimel, okay, He says we only have two meals, right? Kim stays to us, Arbus and Shabbos, and so on. You have bread, and so on. And unless, if a guy didn't eat at night, you should eat two meals during the day, like on Shabbos. Let's say a person, let's say a regular Friday night, somebody's sick. Okay, couldn't eat, whatever. The person was in the hospital, whatever, couldn't eat. So now Shabbos morning, so it's much better. So you should have two meals Shabbos, besides Shabbos. He says you make up a night meal. Okay, anyway, so same thing with the other. And then he says, Vahine, let's look at the end of the second line. There's again, there's a little Shaburis and Tafkuf Khaftes. So you've got your gill. Vahine, Yesh Machonim Shakosu, the after a nog and lessons Suda Gimel Bapaz. Even though we don't wash, we don't have to have Shabbos Shudas on Yantiv. But, Tol Sheyochal Peros, should eat something on Yantiv afternoon, sort of a Zecher Shabbos Shudas in a way. Have some fruit or something. And he says, other people have another minig that the daytime meal, lunch, they have an extra tavshil, an extra item, extra food. Okay, whatever, but bottom line is we're have Shabbos Shudas. Okay, so end of unit one. All right, any problems so far? Good. Now let's turn to the sheet of the Chachamim. The Chachamim said there is no minimum 14, 15, whatever that is, Shabbos Shudas, not Shabbos Shudas. Yeah, you have to eat Shabbos Shudas. Good. But what about Sukkah? So they said the only chiyuv of Sukkah is when? The only absolute chiyuv of Sukkah is when? The first night. Otherwise, ain't kitzur. So let's look at the Rashi. Okay, in 13, again, we saw the Rashi before. Let's see it again. It's Chavzan Rav. I printed it. Okay, but even though you have it on your page. So what does Rashi say? It's okay to fast. Okay, it's okay to not eat. So the Chachamim are bothered. Whoa, wait 1 second. What do you mean? What's the question? What should bother you here?
It's
Yantav. Forget the Sukkahs. It's Yantav. You have to fast on Yantav, is that true? You have to fast on Yantav? Forget Yantav, let's say Shavuos. Okay, or Pesach, not the Seder. Talk about the Yantav, the 7th day of Pesach. It's like Shabbos, you don't want to fast. So what does Rashi mean when he says, well, the Chachamim hold, the only time there's an absolute chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah is when? The first night. The rest of the week, you don't want to eat. I said it before. Let's say even a Chol HaMoed. A Chol HaMoed, you can't fast. It's Yantav. Chol HaMoed, you can't. What do you mean, I'm not hungry? Okay, but it's Chol HaMoed, you can't fast. Right? So what's Rashi talking about? So that's the kasha that Yeshua asks. Okay, in 14. Yeshua, on this Rashi, comes down and off and so asks the kasha. What do you mean? Nire, the loshon lis'anos lavdach. Rashi didn't mean that you can choose to fast. Okay, you're right, you can't fast. Okay, it was just an exaggerated statement. The Chachamim hold, Rebbe Lezer holds, you must have two meals every day in the Sukkah. And the Chachamim hold, what? You don't have to have two, it's up to you. In a Chanami, you can't fast, so you do have to have a meal. But he says, near the Loshon Lisanos, Lav Davke. The also Lisanos beyond the Midar, at least to Rabbanan, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to fast enough. Ela the Iker Kavanasa the Ain on Miskokin on Bitsad Chi of Sukkah. Like we said before, the Yeshua says, Al Sukkis, you don't have to eat. You know, as a result of it being Sukkis, you don't have to eat. And a Chanam is a different rule that you can't fast on Yantaf on Chalamai. That's true. But when the Chachamim say, Ain Ladover Kitsu, which Rasa means theoretically you can fast, doesn't mean, you're right, as a side din, as an you know, it's a different address, a different source. You can't fast on Yantav, it's a different din. What did the Chachamim mean, the way Rashi explained it, when they said you can fast on it means al Sukkah. There's no chir. The chir, Rebbe Lezer held, that the mitzvah of Sukkah mandates that what? You must eat on Chol HaMoed and on Yantav two meals. And the Chachamim say no. Out of the midst of Sukkah, there is no chiyuv to eat, other than the first night. There is no chiyuv. It happens to be that you can't fast. That's true. Okay, but out of the midst of Sukkah, understand? That's the prayer Yeshua's chakir. He says, in other words, ain't as one without chiyuv Sukkah. Okay, that's one answer. And we'll get that. That's the prayer Yeshua's. It doesn't mean you can fast. You're right, but that's a separate din. Okay, it's not a result of Sukkah. It's true on Pesach too. It's true on Shavuos also. True. So possibly Rosh Hashanah also. The question of Rosh Hashanah. You can fast on Rosh Hashanah. A different story. Okay, because Rosh Hashanah is at the end of Tshuva. It's not one of the... That's the whole question. There's a mitzvah of Simcha. Rosh Hashanah is a different din. Okay, but we'll talk about the Shalosh Regalim. Right, that's they once timed against the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi was the Yeshiva Beis Halevi, the grandfather, the great grandfather of Beis Halevi, the Rav from NYU, named him Yosef Dov. Right, so the Beis Halevi has on Chumash and Shuvas and so on. So somebody timed the Beis Halevi. They used to complain, they're big machmer, the big machmer. You know, he's always strict about everything. So he said, no, it's not true. I'm lenient about certain things. So he gave a whole list of about seven different dinim that he's making. So one of them was, some people say that it's possible to fast on Rosh Hashanah. So I'm making them. Someone wants to fast on Rosh Hashanah? You know, he had a few examples like that. He said, you know, got a fast one. You know, we, for example, some people say there's you're not allowed to learn, even not only Tisha B'Av, but Mikra Din, I'll learn, not allowed to learn an Erev Tisha B'Av. You have to, I'm making them. Come on, Erev Tisha B'Av. Anyway, but this is one of the. But I thought, let's leave Rosh Hashanah out of the mix. But in terms of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, there's a din you can't fast. Hak in a chanami, a chalamoid included. But that's not a Sukkot din. That's it. Then he says, the Ode Shlomar, the Loshon Lisanos Asik Pashte. He said, no, the language of Lisanos means it's true. It says you could fast. What's he referring to? Linyan Achilas Laila, the Beleil Chagasukos La Ashkelon Shum Isur Lisanos, but the Laila Shmei Tanis Klal. The word Lisanos means fast. I have another fast. Yeah, but you don't have to have two. You can fast at night. Let's say we do it sometimes, I suppose, right? Let's say one night of Sukkot, you come home, you're not hungry, so you went to bed without eating dinner. Is that allowed? Of course, it's allowed. You can fast tomorrow. You can eat breakfast, right? In other words, a fast. The word fast is nogeya to Sukkot as well. You know, al tzuntif. In other words, chalamoid, you're allowed to fast at night. You don't have to come. If I come home Sukkot night, one night of chalamoid, I'm not hungry. I don't have to eat. All right, what do you mean? Am I fasting? No, I'm not fasting. I'm not hungry right now. Tomorrow I'll have breakfast. Right? So that's what he says. The word lisanos, he said, the beleil chag, Sukkot lashman shumi su lisanos, but the light of lashman tanis kal. Okay? Now, he's bothered by another question. You could have given a different answer. You could have said the following. We said before that what? That there are certain types of foods that don't require to go into the sukkah. Right? We'll talk about that later. Not today, but subsequently. But there's certain types of foods that don't require sukkah. Right? You can have a chocolate bar you can have outside the sukkah. You have a glass of juice you can have outside the sukkah. A cup of coffee outside the sukkah. Right? So why didn't, that's the question she was bothered by, why didn't the Gemara, why did Rashi simply say that according to the Chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer says you have to have sudas, meaning you have to wash, you have to mamish. When Rabbi Eliezer says you have to have 14 sudas in the sukkah, two a day, what does he mean, suda? You have to wash, have a piece of bread and sit down and lay shem a sukkah, right? So and the Chachamim say, ain't let over kids, so what could they say? Not that you can fast. Okay, you're right, you can't fast. How could the Chachamim phrase it? You could eat what? You don't have to eat. The Chachamim argues, let's say again, Rabbi Eliezer holds what? I have to have two sudas a day. What's a suda?
Bread.
Bread. Maybe Mizonos also said bread. Okay, you have to have bread. And the Chachamim argue, and they say, no, you don't have to have bread. Oh, what do you mean? You know how to fast on Yom Tov? What's the answer? I didn't mean fast. I meant what?
Milk.
Have fruit. Have candy bars, whatever. Have other foods that don't require a sukkah. Then you'd be out. Then you would have the whole problem. But maybe that should have been the Chachamim's response to Yehuda, to Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer says you have to have two sudas in the sukkah. And then it's no, you don't have to have two sudas. And now we ask, what do you mean? I'm not a fast. That's not a fasting. You can have a fruit salad. Can I have a vegetable salad outside? That's not a problem. I'm not fasting, but I don't have to go into the sukkah. So that's the initial wonders. Why didn't I just say that? Why is Rashi in a funny language? You could fast. He should have just said, you don't have to have the kinds of foods that what? That require sukkah. So he says, because Rashi wanted to cover, because there are some who say, we don't pass in that way, but there are some who say that even fruits have to eat the sukkah. So therefore, Rashi wanted to avoid that problem. He didn't want to bring up, well, you could have other. Well, he just said you could fast. What does it mean fast? Maybe it means at night. Okay. Anyway, that's the Peyushu. All right? The Aruch HaNer over there also. Okay? Let's read in 15. Hatosus v'chal rishon hikshu hari al parcha tzarach alcham mishum yantiv. Same question. What do you mean you can fast? Don't you have to eat because it's yantiv? When his diet did efshem omar lufiyam ruber gemara v'nirsa barachayim mutal isanis tanis chalom v'shabes the yantiv. The orphan egg is a different tarot altogether. He says you're right. Usually you can't fast on yantiv, but there is one type of fast that's permissible called the tanis chalom. Know what that is? Now for those who don't know, sometimes a person wants to have a dream. And sometimes dreams are very, very disturbing to people. People wake up and they're almost in pain. Sometimes psychosomatic, whatever it is. The dream can have a very, very powerful impact on a person. And certainly there are certain types of dreams, God forbid, the person is so shaken up, so there's a concept called fasting a tanis chalom. You fast that day. It's because sometimes a dream... Now, the Gemara says sometimes dreams have truth in them or a certain measure of truth in them, and you dreamt, God forbid, someone's going to die, whatever it may be. So if you're really shaken up by it, so you you fast that day. Call it Tanis Chalom. It's like tshuva, you know, that the Chalom shouldn't come true in any way. Right? It's called a Tanis Chalom. A Tanis Chalom is mutter even on Shabbos. If you had a dream Friday night, you're not that. I had a dream 6.5 weeks ago, and I had fast on Shabbos. It means Friday night. You had that dream, so you can even fast on Tanis Chalom on Shabbos. Again, it's all about a person. If you're not so upset by the dream, you don't have to fast, you know. But sometimes you're very upset, you know. So the Gemara gives examples, and the Gemara says the person has a dream that is saying the Ilah and Yom Kippur. It's the middle of the summer, it's the middle of the winter, whatever, it's not even Yom Kippur. Now you wake up and you dream that if you're saying the Ilah, so that's a sign maybe you should do tshuva, it's on the Ilah for the end of it, you know, the end of the day, you know. I ask the Shalom, I've had dreams sometimes and say, Kol Nidre, does that count? You know, but the Marsha specific Nila depends on upset. Now, if there are other reasons why you have the dream, you're not that upset. Let's say the guy's a chazan. So he's been practicing for the last 4 days to the Nila. You know, so he okay, so that was, it was obviously in his mind. So then, anyway, there are a lot of interesting things about dreams, not for right now, but there is a concept called the Tanis Chalom. So Aruch Hanir writes that that's why. You don't have to come out any of the other fancy tirutzim to say, what do you mean I'm not a fast? Right? Rabbi Elazar said you have to have 2 meals a day. Chacham said, no, it's optional. You can't even fast. What do you mean I'm not a fast on Yantav Chalamai? No, you are if it's Tanis Chalam. Okay, so that's just another teretz. Okay? Tanis Chalam. Good. Now let's look at Tosus here. Okay? Tosus here on our page. Eboy, the fourth Tosus. Okay, let's turn to the Gemara. I'll close down on half your Tosus. Okay? Iboy ofel, iboy lo ofel, right? That's what the Chacham said. During the week of, other than the first night, during the week of Sukkot, if you want, you can eat. If you don't want, you don't have to eat. Okay? Iboy lo ofel, klal. Okay? The ofel chayav lechol besupuk and amin la'el. Okay? Umash ma'ofel, like we've been saying. The biyontiv lo ha'bechova. Iboy lo ofel, klal, chutz b'layot ha'rishon. Okay? So that's what we said so far. It's not new. What halacha does someone volunteer? We told somebody else. One volunteer. We told us. No. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah. Let's read again. Iboy. Go ahead. Klal. Klal modifies that phrase. If you roll, you want to eat, eat. If you don't want to eat, you don't have to eat at all. Klal. The ochel. Period. Okay, good. So much so good. Now, what we said. Oh, what is it talking about here? Yeah. Let's have bench on Yom. I forgot Yom. Okay. Forgot Yom. So if on Shabbos I forgot Ritzay, what's it then? The bench again. Go back and bench again. So what happens in Yom Tov? I forgot Yom Tov. So Tosus is positing that what? You have to go back. Why not? There's no chiyuv in the first place. Okay, there's no chiyuv in the first place. The only time you have to, go back and repeat is if there was a chiyuv to have a suda. But if I didn't have a chiyuv to have a suda to begin with, okay. So what I lose, I bench. I didn't say I'll be able. Okay, I didn't even have to wash to start with. Right. So that's what Tosus says. According to what we're saying here, he says. Okay. And so that's a problem. Why is that a problem? Go ahead. Well,
Not Amina.
Tough. What was it?
Uh-huh. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara in Brachas, where the talk about benching, Parak Shlosha Shachlo, at the seventh Parak of Brachas, Shlosha and three people eat together. Talk about Mezumin, but it goes on there to throw them out of Birkas HaMazon. So the Gemara over there, which I printed for you in Source 17, Brachas Mem Tes on the base, there, the Gemara implies that you do have to. Let's digress from it. Let's see the Gemara inside. I mean, I always believe in looking at the inside. So let's look at 17. This is the Gemara Tosfos is referring to. We'll come back to those in a second. I'll read the Gemara and then go back to you and read the Tosfos. Okay? The Gemara says, Mem Tes HaVeis Brachas 17. Amar Ina Bar Avon Amar 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 Nachman Amar Shmuel. Tov Elo Hiskel Shem Rosh Chodesh Betfila. Machzir Nassal. If it's Rosh Chodesh, and I forgot Yalbi Yavo, you have to repeat this when I say. Not at night. That's a different issue. But if I forgot Yalbi Rosh Chodesh, I have to repeat it. But Berichas HaMazon ain't Machzir Nassal. But if I forgot Yalbi Yavo benching on Rosh Chodesh, I don't have to repeat this when I say, right? So, Amar Lerav, Amar Amra, Maishna Tfila, Maishna Berichas HaMazon. Why we split? Why is it that on Rosh Chodesh, if I got Yalav Yavon davening, I have to preach this one, I say. But a bench, I don't. Why the split? So Amar Lei, Afu Didi Kashali. I was bothered by the same thing. The Rebbe told us I was bothered by the same thing. Ushilte Rav Nachman. So I asked Rav Nachman. For Amar Lei, he told me, Minei Demar Shmuel Oshmila. From our Rebbe Shmuel, I never heard a reason for it. But El Nech Zanan, let's figure it out ourselves. Tfila, the Chobah, he machzir himself. Birchas Mizona, the boy Ochil, same expression by us. The boy Ochil, boy Loch, I'm not saying myself. The Terrence like this, davening, I have to daven. So Melech, I forgot Yalav Yavo, there was a deficiency in my davening. So therefore, I have to repeat the Shemana Esrei. Oh, but benching, I didn't really have to bench to begin with. Why can't I have to eat this though? I don't have to eat. I did eat, so I'm supposed to say Yalav Yavo, but I didn't. So therefore, it's not requirement. So the Gemara says, "Elamayat." 1 second, Shabbos is Yom Tovim. Does that mean that on Shabbos and on Yontif, when you can't not eat, you have to eat? There's a chiyuv suda on Shabbos and Yontif. Okay. So then, does that mean that you have to repeat? Yeah. On Shabbos and Yontif, forget. But say on Shabbos, Yalav Yom Yontif, and mention you do have to repeat. Okay, Dom Rosh Hashanah, Tov Chol Zeh Rosh, and so on and so forth. Depends where you caught your mistake, and so on. So the Gemara goes on. You may have seen some of the benches nowadays print. You know, where did you remember? There's a special bracha you can say. I don't know what I'm talking about. There's a special bracha you can have. For many years, they never printed that on the benches. Now, what can they do? It's a good thing. All right. But anyway, bottom line, what emerges from this Gemara? The Shabbos Yontif. You have to go back and you have to. Apparently, it is a chiyuv. So asks, now let's come back to Tosus, back to us. Tosus asks, 1 second. We seem to say in our Sukkah, in our Gemara, that on Sukkahs, according to Chachamim, who say that you don't have to eat, okay, that therefore if you forget Yalav Yavo, you shouldn't have to repeat the mention, but the reading, the implication of the one brachas that we just saw is that you do. Okay, so go ahead now. So that's, do you understand the implied question of Tosus? Right, well, our sugya and our sugya and bracha seem to point to different opposite conclusions. Go ahead. Hello. I'm sorry. Lo mitu yachos. Lo mitu kma. Period. When is that gemara and bracha is talking about? Not any yontif, but what? The first night of Pesach. When what? There's a chiyuv to have matzah. So of course at the bench. And the first night of Sukkot, which we said is equated to the first night of Pesach, right? So the way Tosus here learns the Sugi and Brachas, he's limiting. When the Gemara says Shabbos and Yontif, Shabbos and Yontif, the Gemara there in Brachas, Mentes, Amid Beis, talks about repeating the Shema, not the Shema, I'm going back and repeating the benching, because the Yalav Yavo Yontif was only talking about what? First night of Pesach, first night of Sukkot. But ain't Achanami. Any other day of Sukkot, any other Pesach for that matter, or Shavuos, or whatever, if you forget Yalav Yavo, you would not have to repeat the Shema Esrei. So says Tosus here. Got it? That's the Teretz Tosus. Good. Now he has a different question. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay,
Yeshua. Yeah, so what's that talking about? So I'll give you a quick background, if you've probably heard this before, okay, in one form or another. There are, Gemara presents in Beitza and Pesachim, the Tosu first to hear, two, I should have picked on the page, I'm sorry, but I'll go through quickly. What should one's behavior, or what activity should one engage in on Yom Kippur? Nothing. On the one hand, the Torah describes sometimes Yom Kippur as a day of Atzeres, a day of no melacha, and it says, Atzeres tiyeh, know the next word? Lachem. What does Lachem mean? For yourself. How should you spend your day on Yom Kippur? Yourself, right? Enjoying, eating, drinking, you go for a walk, you spend time with the family, you set a nice table, right? We do that on Yom Kippur, right? That's part of Yom Kippur, is to enjoy for yourself. People have good food, many, many, many homes, I'm sure your home, my home, there's certain foods that are associated with specific Yom Kippur, because that's what your mother or your grandmother has always made, and so on and so, right? That's part of the joy of Yom Kippur. On the other hand, there's another pasuk that says, Atzeres, we haven't said a couple of Atzeres, Hashem Elokecha. The emphasis on Yom Kippur should be what? Hashem. You should spend more time learning, davening, Beis Medrash. So the Gemara says, well, which is it? So one opinion of the Gemara is that the Torah is giving you a choice. Depends on the kind of person you are. For some people, the great simcha is physical. And it's not out of a bad way. Many people like that. There are other people who don't get such a big high out of eating and drinking so much. It's much more meaningful for them to what? Spend the whole day with Beis Medrash. So, according to one opinion, the Torah is giving you a choice. You should decide how you want to spend Yom Kippur. The other opinion is no. The Torah is telling you, split it. That's called Chetz Yol Hashem, Chetz Yol Hashem. Part of the day you should, and that's what we do. That's what we accept, right? Usually the davening is longer on Yom Kippur, and many shuls have extra shiurim on Yom Kippur, and that might get to you know, right? We have more learning on Yom Kippur. On the other hand, we also have more, longer meals and comfort. So, Chetz Yol Hashem, Chetz Yol Hashem. That's what we do. So, Tosus now is yes, what? That's the background. That's the Gemara in Pesachim and in Beitza to which Tosus here is referring. So, what's his kasha? Yeah, if it's Chetz Yol Hashem, sounds like what? You do have to eat. Right? You do have to eat. You just have to tell me that, well, the Gemara in Brocha says you have to eat on Yom Kippur, that's only talking about when? First night of Sukkot, first night of Pesach. But the rest of the time you don't have to. Oh, really? I thought it's Chetz Yol Hashem. I mean, I thought it's also Chetz Yol Hashem. That's what Tosus, right? Chetz Yol Hashem, Chetz Yol Achila, but Chetz Yol Beis Medrash, do be sure. So Tosus answers, go ahead. Period. Another, okay, I'm sorry, the low boy.
The low boy, yes,
correct. The obligation of Chetz Yol Lachem you could fulfill how? By eating what? Meat, fruit, cake, whatever. It doesn't have to be that what? You have to wash. The obligation of eating extra theoretically you could fulfill how? By eating things that don't require benching. And because I'm also mentioning, you have fruit, you have meat. Right? Do very well. You have a whole smorgasbord. Mizonas, not. But you can have whatever, a whole buffet of food and very nicely fulfill the obligation of Chetz Yol Hashem. Stuff yourself a delicious meal, delicious food, but you don't have to bench. So that's why, that's how Tosfos answers, right? That's no kasha. But I will finish up. In other words, just the first night of Sukkot, the first night of Pesach, that you have to have bread, because we learn it out. And the rest of the week, mini targim, what you find right now is other types of foods. Bottom line, according to Tosfos then, is there an obligation to eat on, to have bread the whole rest of Sukkot, the whole rest of Pesach? Apparently not. And that's what I have to repeat if you have Rippa Samoa. Okay, and that's what it means, Iboi Ochil, Viboi Loa. Okay? Other Rishonim disagree with this. Okay? Other Rishonim, well, let's take a look at our 18, because on that Daf and Brochus, Mem Tesla Beis, Tosfos is going to say similar to what he said here. I'll read inside 18, look at it together.
In Toma, above our shoulders, we know all the sinus plan, and we kill his tinus. Okay? He says, how could you don't even have to come out to Yontif? On Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast either. On Rosh Chodesh also is not exactly a day of great simcha, but you're not supposed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. There's a list of days you're not supposed to fast. Megillah's Tinus. Okay, Megillah's Tinus is a, literally means Megillah, a scroll of fast. Probably the oldest work of Torah Shebaal Peh that was written down was a work called Megillah's Tinus, which is available. It's available as a separate book. I think in the Ozu Hodo edition of Masechet Tinus, they printed in the back. I didn't get it separate, whatever. Megillah's Tinus is a list of certain days when you're not allowed to fast. Because there's some mini simcha. Usually the simchas had to do with something they did in the Beis HaMikdash in the olden days and so on. Hanukkah and Purim mentioned Megillah's Tinus, not the Torah. Other days mentioned Megillah's Tinus. And among, again, most of it had to do with they did some kind of repair or something in the Beis HaMikdash. It was like a mini yantar. It wasn't a yantar. It was like, you know, today the parallel example would be we wouldn't say tahal. I'm saying it's not exactly yantar, but it's like moment, whatever, something like that. Anyway, so that's called Megillah's Tinus. One of the things mentioned, Megillah's Tinus, that they, in the Alephas, it was Chodesh. So Tosus asked their Brachos Ben Tess, the whole sugya over there, made, that's what he's talking about. He's commenting on that sugya. The whole sugya makes no sense. What are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? There's no Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to repeat the benching because no chiyuv to eat. What are you talking about? There is a chiyuv to eat in Rosh Chodesh. Not on a fast. So there, Tosus answers, Yesh Lama the Hachi Perusho, Iboy Ochel, Iboy Ochel, Pas. When it says Iboy Ochel, Iboy Ochel, you can eat or not eat, doesn't mean not eat at all, it means bread. Shechivana Birchaz Amazon. Abu Yomtiv Tzorach Lachel Pas. But on Yomtiv you do have to eat bread. That's what Tosus there in Bracha says. On Yomtiv you do have to eat bread. Ay, Vitema, Darmini Besuki, Iboy Ochel, Iboy Ochel, Chutz Milal Rishon, the Yalav Tesov, Tesov Chagamatzes. But there it says, just the first night you have to eat bread. Veshama da hachi pershin the tzarek lechol besukkah. You know, you're itself. Veshu yomte tzarek lechol. But the answer we gave before. It's a side that the sukkah is there. For sukkah doesn't require to eat on yantiv. Sukkah doesn't require to eat bread, but yantiv does. In Tomar, okay, you understand the answer? We get that answer before, right? In other words, nothing about sukkah requires you to go ahead and eat on yantiv. But as yantiv, then there is. Now Tosfos asks, "Vim Toma on the fourth line of 18, my nafkin, who cares? Who cares what the reason is? In Tzarek Lecha, we shall yantiv, or we shall sukkis. What's the difference? The bottom line is, you have to eat, you have to eat. The language is funny. Iboy acho, iboy lo acho. So we ask, what do you mean, iboy lo acho? I thought you have to eat on yantiv. Yeah, that's the implication of our brachas. You have to eat on yantiv. Yeah, so we gave a very clever answer. He said, oh yeah, you have to eat on yantiv, but that's not al sukkah, that's al yeah. Okay, so talk about that. Good, but the, I don't care if you read the bottom line, you have to eat. So the language still makes no sense. He gave up a funny answer. The Tosa says, we are Omer bin Huda, the Nafkamina, listen to this, Kigon Sheyardu Bishomen, the Ochlo Chutz Lesukkah. The Hash to Imlechod Yonte Shapir. He says, let's say it rained. Rained on Sukkahs. So I ate indoors, right? The rain rains outside, you eat indoors. He says, what is the nature of the obligation to eat? He says, I'll tell you the difference. We ask, who cares if the motivator for the eating is sukkahs or the motivator is yantif? I'll tell you the difference. If the motivator is yantif, okay, so then if I ate indoors because it rained, I'm done. But according to Rabbi Lezer, they said sukkah is a motivator. So now, if it stops raining, what will I have to do?
Go back.
I have to go in the sukkah. Wow, that's a difference. If this, he says, I believe Mishal sukkah, be up to Rishon, Tzarek, Lachsa, Velecha, Vesukkah, Achashi, Yusuk, Akshamek, Delphine, Teso, Teso, Chagamatas. And therefore, Lemaisa, on the first night, when everybody agrees that what? Sukkah is a motivator for the Chir, Takeh, if you ate indoors and it stopped raining, what Chir would there be? According to everybody, gotta go back outside. That's correct. Okay, if you ate indoors, okay, once in a while it happens. Baruch Hashem, at least in this area, we've been spared that in recent years. But you know, sometimes it's raining. I remember. Whatever, it's a mess. When it rains the first night, so you have to wait a while and this and that. You hope it will let up. But lemaisa, if you ended up eating indoors,
Okay, and now it's, you know, an hour later it stopped raining. So now that it's now it's whatever, 10:30 at night, you have to go out into the sukkah now. Because on the first night, everybody agrees that the motivator for the chiyuv to eat is not just the fact that it's yontif, but also the mitzvah sukkah. Okay? So that's what Yehuda said. Rabbi Ben Yehuda, one of the Balatosas, says that's a nafkamina. That's a taka nafkamina. Abel Shari Yomim Eino Tzorach, but the rest of the week, according to Chachamim, it was raining. Okay, now it stopped raining. You don't have to go have another meal of a sukkah. Because there's no sukkah obligation. The only thing is you're not a fast. Okay, I didn't fast. I just had a nice lunch. Now it stopped raining 2 hours later. Do I have to go back out in the sukkah? So or not. Because the only motivator to eat was the yontif. The fact that it's yontif. It's called words. I ate. Oh, I didn't eat in the sukkah. Okay, it was raining. Now it's not raining. It doesn't matter. I've already discharged my obligation. Everyone with me? That's what Tosas Deir Brochus is saying. Then he mentions... he talks a little about Tanis Chalom. I don't have to read the rest of that right now. He says, okay, let's take a look now at 19. So really, what's coming out is really two different ways to look at this statement, Iboy Ochel, Iboy Lo Ochel. That's what I want to get to, because we can't want to focus on our Gemara. Right? The phrase in the Gemara that Tosas is talking about, Iboy Ochel, Iboy Lo Ochel. What does that mean? So either you can read it, Iboy Ochel, Iboy Lo Ochel, Klal. You don't have to eat at all. Right? At all. In which case, you're going, well, you don't have to eat. I thought it's Yantif. You know, you're not allowed to face Yantif. We said, yeah, Al Sukkah you don't have to eat. Or, Iboy Lo Ochel means, Iboy Lo Ochel Pas. You don't have to have bread. Right? But you have to have other things. So Tosfos HaRosh very often spells things out very clearly, and he does it here too. This is source 19, Tosfos HaRosh here, in on our daf, how's that all? Iboy ochel iboy ochel. Haino to lo ochel tchal. The ochel chay besuk in kain. Mashma hocha to be yomtiv nami lo haba mitzalechol. Iboy ochel tchal chutz meleot arishon. That's the way he learns it. Right, you don't have to eat at all other than the first night. Well, if he's that in tovel his kush yomtiv rishon, was ain't tzarch lachzor. I behalda min paragimel shachlo shabbosim and tovel the lo sagel ochel in tov choser. Well, we took him. We yom to reach on Shal Pesach, right? That Gemara in Pesachim, the only one of the first night of Pesach, like we said before, right? And he said the same thing again. It says like Tosfos, I the Gemara that says you have a chetzel achem, you have to eat, and so on and so forth. Fine, but he says now on the third line of that next page, velo nehira dahud. He says I don't buy that answer. I'm very uncomfortable. Says the Tosfos HaRosh. But that answer, that the Gemara in Bracha is only talking about the first night of Pesach. It doesn't look like that from the Gemara. Take a look yourself. Okay, you have to learn the Vidayik and the Gemara. Look yourself in source 17. Okay? Fourth line of 17. Elame ata shabosus yom tovim delo sagi delo ochel. What does it sound like to you? Huh? A general rule. Shabbos yontim. So we, like a kvetch, Tosfos says, oh, that only means what? The first night of Sukkot, the first night of Pesach. That doesn't sound like it to me. That's what the Rosh says. And that's not the simple reading of the Gemara. Yeah, you gave a teretz, okay? Because there you talk after you the rest of the time. You don't have to, okay? You can fit. But Tosfos, the Rosh is not comfortable. Lo nehir. Dahi, the perek shosh ochel mashi yom tov, and do it Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, dafka biyom, dilu belayla, afil betzil, and of them, and it's a side point. Lechach nila ben Yehuda, he quotes that from Ben Yehuda, the chayav odom lechol pas biyom to bishum simcha. Right, you have to have pas and yom to because of simcha. Kedamina chalkeu chetzil achil, like we said, the chetzil achem. Veho de kamar hocha mikan ve'elech rishus, di boy lo ochel hochi kamar rishus mishum sukkah, avala olam cho behu mishum simchas yotik. He gives that same teretz when it said that it's not obligatory. It's not obligatory on sukkahs, but it's obligatory on simchas yontif. I mean, tomar ha b'hatali. What do you mean? They're bound together. Who cares? Right? You give the same answer. Kevan shu ocha tzarach lecha b'sukkah. Yishomar the mishkach. Right? The mishkachas lo shu mitzdar mishumiris kishomim. Beni ocha lecha eno chayv lecha b'sukkah. V'chutz l'sukkah chayv lecha mishumchus yontif. And so on. So that's how the Tosfos writes. Very similar. Just writes it in clearer words, I think. Okay? The Chiddush HaRitva is well by us. We'll finish up in a couple minutes. Okay? The Chiddush HaRitva by us also, here in Sukkah Chav Zayin and Aleph. Just a moment.
says, let's look at the fifth line. He doesn't like that answer. He says, V'leka l'meimar, the hainu davka b'layla v'shon shal Pesach, shakobo kosov chov v'natzir v'tach ha-matzos, v'l yom t'v'r shal chag d'gami tes vav tes v'chag ha-matzos, k'nis v'samach. It's not true. The whole lesson with Amin and Hossam, the whole lesson with Amin and Hossam, Stama B'Shabbos, you're talking about Zirin Hossam. The simple reading is not like that. It sounds like it's every Shabbos and Yontif. Okay, so he's bothered by this also. He says, he thinks that he doesn't like that reading of the Gemara either. Now, so he thinks you always have to eat bread on Yontif. So now you'll ask me, so one second. There's a different angle to it. He says, so then what's the chiddush of the fact that you have to eat in the sukkah on the first night of sukkah? Is we have to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. You have to do it anyway because of what? Because yontif. Huh? Oh, maybe come on the difference. Okay. But I say the question of Ritva is, by the way, is one second. So what's this whole tunnel on Pesach night? There's a pasuk, you have to eat matzah. You have to wash anyway. It's yontif. And you can't have bread because it's Pesach. So by definition, what are you going to eat? Matzah. The first night of Sukkah is, even without the Gzeir Shabbat of Tesvav, you have to wash anyway, it's Yantav. So what's this whole fuss? So the Dvar says, no, but again, the Chiluk, he says, when it comes to Pesach, we have certain requirements by Matzah. It has to be called Lechem Oni. What does Lechem Oni mean? What's in Matzah? What's in Matzah? Flour and water, period. Nothing else. Flour and water, period. As opposed to, that's called lechem oni. Lechem oni literally means poor man's bread, okay, and you have a 29.99 a pound. Okay, but the lemaisa, flour and water, it's the ingredients have nothing to it. Now you're paying for the supervision, but the raw material is nothing, flour and water, so lechem oni. So, al Pesach, you have to eat lechem oni. Al tziyantev would have been enough to wash on a nice matzah, people eat egg matzahs or whatever it is, or matzah with other ingredients, chocolate covered matzah, whatever. That, and again, I don't know that now, it's Pesach, Ashkenazim don't eat that anyway, but for different reasons. But lemaisa, you can eat matzah that has other stuff in it, right? Or Sukkot night, the chiyuv to have bread is a key point that he mentions, okay, the Ritva mentioned, and I won't have to finish this because I don't want to keep any longer. The Ritva says the following. He says, the chiyuv of Sukkot, you don't have to eat the sukkah unless you ate a kibetzah. A kezias is less than a kibetzah, it's actually half. Kezias is less than a kibetzah. The chiyuv of eating on yontif, I can discharge by eating how much? Just a kezias. I'm a mela, even if it's not raining, where can I eat that? Indoors. Because I haven't eaten enough yet to generate the chiyuv of sukkah. The chiddush of the first night is that what? Even a kezias, I got to eat the sukkah. That's, huh?
It's a
chiyuv mitzvah. You follow? So in other words, when the first night of sukkah, I have to eat bread in the sukkah. Theoretically, I could take care of the yontif obligation by eating less than a kezias. I didn't fast. I didn't eat, right? I had bread. I did everything I was supposed to do. And I didn't eat the sukkah. But anyway, it comes out that Iboy Ochel, Lev Ochel, it's according to Ritva, is talking about an amount. Okay? Talking about an amount. So we'll stop over here. We'll get to do the next thing. We'll stop over here. I do just want to say very, very quickly, since, first of all, there's regular Shiva on Sunday and Monday. People here, it's later the weekend, the guy's going to be here? Yeah, okay. So we'll have regular Shiva on Sunday. We'll talk afterwards about Monday, we'll see. But anyway, so we'll continue with this. I have a new pack of Hashem, but we'll continue with this. I just want to mention, this week's Sedra Pashas Kisetze, one very quick thought. Usually on Thursdays, I'll try and spend some more time on the Pashas Shavua. What's that?
Can I just break up the recording?
Okay. Usually on Thursdays, I'll try and talk.